Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Welcome everyone to our regular segment, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, sponsor of this station. And a big welcome back, Erin. You've just returned from an amazing trip around the Deep South in the United States and Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about it. And what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jen, and thank you for having me. I sort of feel like it's been a fair few months since we've had our Talking Travel segment. But yeah, as you said, I've been travelling around the US recently. I did a G-Adventures classic tour of the Deep South, and it was just spectacular. So I thought today, keeping in line with my recent travels, and we could talk a little bit more about the Deep South in America and in particularly the musical destinations that you can visit in that region. And I myself was lucky enough to visit New Orleans.
Fantastic.
Also known as the Big Easy.
Yes.
And it's really well known for its, vibrant nightlife, live music scene. it's sort of a melting pot of French, African and American cultures. Mm-hmm. And I visited Memphis, the home of the blues, yes, soul and rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Elvis, B.B. King and Johnny Cash, they've all recorded albums in Memphis.
And I'm like you, I held the microphone and
yes,
I was singing into the microphone,
yes. And, you know, I visited many honky-tonk bars in
fantastic.
Broadway in Nashville, home of country music. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I thought today perhaps we'd do a music travel theme segment. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic, and I really love my time travelling around the States as well.
Yep.
My highlights were Beale Street, B.B. King's Blues Cafe in Memphis.
Yes,
I loved
there.
That. And visiting Sun Records, of course,
yep.
Also in Memphis. And fondly remembering an evening on the Mississippi River on the Queen paddle steamer. That was exciting.
Yeah,
and,
I bet.
And what was your time like in Memphis, Erin?
It sounds like you had a fantastic time as well
actually.
In Memphis.
I was still living
like
it.
Just like I did, yeah. and, yeah, I would say, like you said, visiting Sun Records mm-hmm. studio and museum, it was really a highlight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually stand in the studio where some of the greatest rock artists of all time
yes.
have not only played but recorded music.
It was, Jerry Lee Lewis, too.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It was so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd highly recommend it for any music lovers out there. And I was so excited to actually hold that microphone, like you said.
Absolutely.
That, you know, all the greats have held. It was really cool.
Yep.
And, yes, like you said, walking up Beale Street was magical. Hearing all the different genres of music that are coming out of the different pubs and cafes was just amazing.
And yep.
there's so much local talent in these cities in America. It is yeah, just amazing.
It is breathtaking.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Elvis impersonator is walking along the street.
Exactly. Yeah. You
every
feel
street
like
corner.
You're looking at Elvis.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
But, yeah, speaking of Elvis and talent, you know, no visit to Memphis is complete without taking in Graceland, where the king of talent himself used to live, Elvis.
Oh, yes.
And it was, yeah, honestly, that was a very surreal experience to actually wander through his home.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's amazing that it's open to touring, like, the public now. So, you know, it's where Elvis and Priscilla brought up Lisa Marie, and he wrote many songs there.
Absolutely.
Had outrageous celebrity parties, no doubt.
I'd like to have joined one of those.
Exactly. And, yeah, it's also where he passed away, sadly. So
yes,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Did they have still have the stairs closed off?
Yes.
Room,
yeah. Yeah, so you can't go upstairs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't actually realise that Elvis is buried there at Graceland along
yes.
with his mum,
yep.
his dad and his grandmother.
That's right.
But, yeah, that was really an experience. And I didn't realise it would have such an effect on me like it did.
Yes,
so,
it does. Yeah.
But, yeah, and walking through the museum and seeing all of his costumes and gold records and awards and, yeah, really a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I'd have to
just
say.
Just talking about it, I want to be back over there right now. And I fondly remember my visit to Graceland, especially the candlelight service for his 36th anniversary of Elvis's death at his gravesite.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would have been
so
very special.
It was so amazing. It was like a candlelight thing.
Vigil.
We all walked around the grave and Elvis's songs were being played out.
Oh, wow.
It was not a dry eye in the place.
No, there wouldn't have been. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a song break now with a song you've chosen, Erin.
Yeah.
It's a beauty and the lyrics really describe Memphis. Here's the fabulous Mark Cohen and Walking in Memphis.
Okay.
Here we go.
Shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis. Just walking my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around him.
mysterious tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Got a prayer in Memphis. A Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. And I boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
And welcome back to our Talking Travel segment with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And today we're talking about the Deep South in America, and in particular, the musical destinations in that region. And Erin, what about the other music travel-themed cities you visited recently? What was your favourite?
Oh, I can't have a favourite. That's too hard a question.
It is a hard question.
But yeah, I loved all of them, and just the variety of musical genres that was on offer in each city that I visited in the Deep South. Mm-hmm. But a highlight would have to have been Nashville.
Yes, absolutely.
With such such an array of honky-tonk or country music bars that line Broadway, which is the main street in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And each bar, it's almost like 4 and 5 stories high.
Exactly.
And they have a different act playing on every level. So it was just amazing, and I've never seen anything like it. And of course, I purchased some cowgirl boots.
Of course,
you
did.
For some boot scooting. And that was a lot of fun.
Were you on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry? I went up on stage.
Oh, did you?
Held the guitar.
No, I didn't go on stage. No.
That was amazing.
But yeah, it is, like you said, it's home to legendary country music venues like the Grand Ole Opry. Which is, the stage and the radio show, and also Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. And New Orleans, that was another city I visited. It's a completely different world, honestly. There's street performers, they line Bourbon Street dancing and singing and playing instruments. And I just love that about New Orleans, that the party comes out to the street, so everyone gets involved, and it doesn't matter what time of day it is there, there's always music playing and people dancing.
Always a celebration.
Exactly. It's the birth. It's the birthplace of jazz music, and more recently, funk music.
Yes.
And it has a real, like you say, festival party spirit
That's
about
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be in New Orleans for two big events. So 4th of July, American Independence, and also Essence Festival. And I'd have to say, Essence Festival was actually had a bigger following than the 4th of July while I was there.
Wow.
So it's known as a party with a purpose. So it's the annual music festival, which started back in the 90s as a one-time event to celebrate a magazine, which is aimed at African-American women.
Fantastic.
But it's the largest event celebrating African-American culture and music in the United States. So it was phenomenal. Like, it was amazing. But, yeah, all in all, I really enjoyed such an array of spectacular musical genres throughout my G Adventures tour, and I'm already planning to go back.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to New Orleans on my trip, but it sounds amazing. I've seen a lot of it on television.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And what other famous music destinations are in the US, Erin?
Yeah, well, as I said, I'll be definitely going back at some stage, but the US has... it has such a plethora of musical-inspired destinations of various musical styles. So Seattle, for instance, it's the home of grunge music. Yeah, Nirvana come from there. Yeah. Miami has a very Cuban, South American feel to it with some, you know, great Latin bars and dancing spots. And Gloria Estefan owns a few restaurants down there as well.
Right.
Atlanta, it's known as Hotlanta. It's considered the capital of hip-hop music and R&B. And gospel as well.
Fantastic.
New York, it seems to be a bit of an epicenter of birthplaces for musical genres, just like hip hop, doo wop, bebop, all the bops, really.
All the bops, yeah. Got all the bops.
But yeah, also a bit of salsa come from New York with the Cuban and Puerto Rican influences.
Oh, definitely.
And it's also, you know, very similar to New Orleans. It's a thriving home for jazz, soul, R&B. So, yeah, New York's just a big mixture of musical genres, really.
Sounds fantastic.
But, yeah, there's plenty of musical destinations within the States, which is amazing.
It is indeed. Now, I think that may have been my favourite talking segment you've done.
It would have been.
I wonder why. And as always, thank you for the information today. I'm sure we have created some interest in our listeners to visit some of these musical themed destinations in the USA. And now, if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel related questions, you can contact Erin, our station sponsor, on 1-300-655-427 or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford and we'll be having a little hiatus until our next segment.
Yes.
Oh, God, it was really good. Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, thank you for today. And I, again, I love today's segment as well. And I just want to be back there and listening to all the music again.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe we need to do a world musical destinations segment at some stage. So other musical destinations from around the world.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe some even in our own backyard.
Yeah. We could probably do that.
We could
supply a lot of information there, I'm sure.
You know. But we'll be taking a different turn, I suppose, for our next talking travel segment, and we'll be talking about religious travel.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will be on Wednesday, the 21st of August, same time, just after 10:30.
Okay, so it's a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a little hiatus.
Lily is, yes. Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Thanks again for today, Erin. I think we'll go to a song by my favourite artist. I wonder who that could be from Memphis, Mr. Elvis Presley, with Such a Night. And this is a really good song, and it's a bit of a bebop one, too.
It was a night. What a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Oh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet story.
night. Came the dawn, and my heart in love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was. Such a night. Came the dawn. Such a night when we kissed, I had to.